Welcome to a special bonus episode of the Ag Bioscience Podcast. It's a weekly collaboration between Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. You heard from Courtney Kingery, CEO of the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and Indiana Soybean Alliance, along with Paul Hodgen, an Indiana producer, on Monday's episode. Today's bonus episode is a chat between Mitch Frazier, the president and CEO of Agrinovus, and Mike Langelier, the president and CEO of TechPoint, about the opportunity the producer-led innovation challenge creates for pioneers in tech to partner with one of the state's biggest economic drivers, agriculture. Thanks for joining us. Here's Mitch and Mike.
Hi, I'm Mitch Frazier, CEO of Agrinovus Indiana, and we are in it. We are in the registration window for Indiana's first ag tech producer-led innovation challenge. We have partnered with tremendous organizations, Indiana Soybean Alliance, Indiana Corn Marketing Council, Indiana Farm Bureau, Indiana State Department of Agriculture, and Purdue Foundry to really bring the best of Indiana agriculture and unite the best of Indiana agriculture with the best in Indiana's technology industry. As we met with three farmers, that's what this producer-led innovation challenge is built on, their insights on what they need to fuel their farms. And what they said was this. They said, look, today we're managing data all across our farm in Excel and in Google Sheets. And then we're sharing that out with our team. We need a better way to be able to do that. We need a better way to be able to call through, to query that data, to make sure that it's quality, not garbage in, garbage out, but really good quality data. And then if we can figure those two things out, what we would really like to do is to be able to trigger alerts, whether it be email, whether it be text, on variances off standard. So if something was supposed to be at 110 and it came in at 150, send me a text, send me an email to make sure that's there. And then lastly, what they really want to do is to be able to take all that data, visualize it, apply analytics to it, and use it to make decisions. The good news is this is what Indiana does. And if you're in tech, we need your help, not just me, but all the farmers across Indiana. And I know this is a great opportunity for tech and for ag to work together to do good. But here's the great piece. It's not just doing good, it's doing well. We're giving you an opportunity, you in tech, whether you're in business, whether you're in academia, whether you're a student, it doesn't matter where you are in Indiana, what you do in Indiana, you have an opportunity to compete for $25,000 in the first ever Ag Tech Producer-Led Innovation Challenge. Now, bringing together tech and ag in Indiana is something we've long talked about and something that Mike Langelier, CEO of TechPoint's, joining us. Mike, this is something you and I have talked about. And this challenge specifically is what Indiana does. We collaborate well and we do data, we do visualization, we do alerting incredibly well.
You're right, Mitch. We do. This is something that you and I have talked about for a long time, even to back to your days at Exact Target in the tech industry yourself. We talked about how much opportunity there was for different industries to come together, particularly tech and ag. But so many different industries across the state. There are so many strengths that the state has in core economic industries, ag being one of them, and all of them are being digitized. We're seeing that tech plus ag, tech plus manufacturing, tech plus healthcare or life sciences is just a common theme that's happening. And what that means is it's shifting opportunity from the places where tech has traditionally grown, places like the coast, particularly West Coast, and it's bringing that to opportunities here, places where we have domain expertise in the industries that feed us and move us and grow things and build things. And I'm excited that this is an opportunity for us to tangibly work together, and hopefully some pretty amazing things will result.
I totally agree, Mike. And the idea of being able to unite our strengths, I mean, it's almost unfair competitive advantage, right? Indiana is home to the world's best producers. We have an incredible production team in Indiana, corn, soybean, wheat, all across production cycle. And we have tremendous technology talent, B2B software specifically. And if you go today, if agrinovusindiana.com/challenge, you can see at the bottom of your screen, agrinovusindiana.com/challenge, those pieces of this challenge you can find there. And Mike, as we think through this, right, the idea of what exactly are we going for? What are we trying to solve for these farmers? You know, you don't have to be a farmer. You don't have to be a domain expert. You just ran a challenge What did you find as you dug through that? And was domain expertise all that critical?
Yeah, that's a great question. So, we just ran a challenge, as you referenced, that was the purpose for it was to meet students where they were, where we had there were tens of thousands of students all across the country that had their internships canceled because of employer pullbacks from COVID. And so we said, what a travesty that this next generation of talent is just left in the lurch for the summer with little to no notice or ability to adjust. And so we said, you know what, this is an area where we can step in to help. And so we did. And we picked 9 different challenge topics, all of them industries that were impacted by COVID. So things like restaurants and small businesses, sports and entertainment, tourism, healthcare, and telehealth. And so what we learned from it, though, is these were college and master's level students who most of them had very little to no background or experience in any of those industries. And so we gave them 5 weeks to not only learn about those industries, and we put in front of them subject matter experts to help, but to gel together as a team, and then also to come up with a product prototype and a go-to-market plan. And so what I'll say is out of the 5 weeks, all 90 teams, we had over 500 participants organized into 90 teams, all 90 teams completed. So I can tell you it is possible. And I can also tell you that it is possible with 500 people who had little to no industry experience. And actually, I think sometimes that can be a virtue because, you know, we hear about the beginner's mindset and how sometimes the beginner's mindset is one of the best attributes to bring to these kinds of challenges, because sometimes what you don't know actually helps you. You'll ask different questions. You'll approach the problem from a different angle than what somebody who lives and breathes that industry every day might. And so that's where the magic can happen, is where we can bring together the subject matter experts and then also the people who have both the motivation, the inspiration, and then also the capabilities to create the solutions. And so I can tell you that it can happen, and I'm so excited to see it applied, not just in a COVID-impacted industry like the ones that we did, but in some of our core economic drivers, like with ag and like with technology. I mean, you talked about some of the virtues of tech, some of the virtues of the ag industry here. For those of your ag listeners that are thinking about getting involved in this as well, we have this amazing tech industry to be able to tap into as well, where we've had over $7 billion in acquisitions and IPOs over a 10-year period. We have the headquarters of Salesforce Marketing Cloud here. So a lot of B2B SaaS expertise, one of the fastest growing tech ecosystems, one of the most high potential kind of next generation tech ecosystems growing here. And so I having grown up on a farm myself, am so excited to see the potential for the industry that I'm working in today and where I came from come together with the work that you and the Agrinovis team are doing.
I love it, Mike. And when we think about this, right, when you think about the tech ecosystem that is in Indiana, whether it be Angie's List Home Advisor, Teradata, Aprimo, Genesis Interactive Intelligence, Exact Target, Salesforce, all the folks that are here in central Indiana that really grew those companies from concept mm-hmm. to significant IPO, significant existence, most of them are a generation or two either away from the farm, as you are, mm-hmm. or a generation or two away from rural Indiana. And I feel, as somebody who grew up in rural Indiana myself, like you, what an incredible opportunity for us to give back to the community who's given us so much. And this idea of doing good is great, but the idea of doing well and doing good by $25,000, having a $25,000 grand prize out there. Mm-hmm. And I think the biggest piece that I get excited about for those young tech entrepreneurs, those, whether you're a software dev firm, whether you're a student, here's the thing. One of the challenges that you and I both know from being in tech companies ourselves is customers. Mm-hmm. And so not only is it, hey, we're going to give you this challenge, we're going to identify what this is, but you get to go show your proof of concept on stage at the Indiana Farm Bureau Conference in front of an entire room or virtual room, depending on where we are, right? Of all the folks who need the product that you have. And I think that is so incredibly powerful. All those details available, agrinovisindiana.com/challenge. It's at the bottom of your screen. Mike, one last question mm-hmm. before we step off here. the tech community, you've done an amazing job. Mike and I worked together, but over a decade now, we've been working with each other at TechPoint and through multiple tech companies. But Mike, the tech community, you're well-respected. I know they look to you for advice, for guidance. You've been that rock all along the way. What do you say to them to inspire them, to motivate them to say, this is the thing that I want to go do. I want to give back to the community. I want to be a part of the Agrinovis Producer-Led Innovation Challenge. Yeah.
Great question, Mitch. All those things you said are true. The thing that I would add, though, this is an opportunity to be a pioneer. Yeah. I think that this is, we have done well in industries like marketing tech, like B2B SaaS, like business communications, sales technology, et cetera, HR technology, healthcare technology. Ag is new. This is literally a new field to plow. And I think that's an exciting place to be, particularly, as you said, where customers are present and where industry strength lies. And so to those that are considering this from a tech standpoint, this is an opportunity to be a pioneer, because the next generation of farming will not look the way that my dad farms today. And new things will matter, not just where tractors are made and where the farmland exists, but it will be where the software is made and where the data science work happens. And my hope for the future, and I know yours is as well, is that that happens here. And it's not just happening somewhere else and then it's being shipped and operated here. This is an opportunity for that R&D work and that kind of premium development to happen here right in our backyard.
Well, Mike, I appreciate the time. Couldn't agree with you more. Again, if you get a chance, slide over to agrinovisindiana.com/challenge, agrinovisindiana.com/challenge. There you'll find the button right there. It's on the screen. Sign up, teams. You can find out all the details about the challenge, the four key attributes that our producer panel has given us, how your proof of concept will be evaluated, and then you'll even get a chance to take a look at the timeline and the mentors who are available. That's one piece we haven't hit, and Mike, I know this is important to you, but not just having the specs and recs or the guidelines, but having real people who are in this every day who can guide and mentor and coach. I think we built a great team there.
Indeed. Yeah, we found that was critical in our challenge as well, so I'm glad to see you've got some awesome mentors participating.
We are certainly blessed, no doubt. Well, friends, again, agrinovisindiana.com, agrinovisindiana.com/challenge. You see it at the bottom of your screen. September 25th. September 25th is when registration ends. We have had a number of teams already join us. We would love you to be a part of the agrinovisindiana.com, our Agrinovis Indiana Producer-Led Innovation Challenge. You can find it at agrinovisindiana.com/challenge. Special thank you again to Indiana Corn Marketing Council, Indiana Soybean Alliance, the Purdue Foundry, Indiana Farm Bureau, all the folks who have come together to make ag tech innovation happen here in Indiana. Go online. September 25th is the time to apply. Now, between now and September 25th, check us out, agrinovisindiana.com/challenge.
And thank you for joining us on this latest edition of the Ag Bioscience Podcast, a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. Keep up to date with Agrinovis by following them on Twitter and Instagram at AgrinovisIN. And also, you can find them on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Also, don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so we can share great ag bioscience stories like this one with more and more people. Thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Kayla Chittister, Bridget O'Reilly, Libby Fritz, and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.